Get comfortable. Close your eyes. It's time to tune in for your soul directives for this new moon cycle. To tune into what it is that you want to birth, you want to grow, nurture, create, manifest, bring forth. Your soul has the exact directives that you need in this next lunar cycle. Take a deep breath. Breathe all the way down into your belly, your beautiful body. Draw your attention inward. It's time to get quiet. On the new moon, we dive inward in this darker time so we can put down the soul directives, the intentions to grow the roots first of what it is you want to give birth to. Relax your heart wide open. Wide open, you can imagine your breath coming in and out through your heart, your beautiful heart. This is the gateway to your soul, your wisdom, where your soul speaks to you, where you can hear, tune in, including the feelings that you sense with your heart. Allow your heart to open. We're opening the doorway, opening the gateway for those soul directives to clearly drop in. Be aware of your mind. And let's invite it to merge with your heart. Take your thinking capacity and merge it with your deep wisdom for the ultimate truth and ability to follow it. Just let your mind drop like a beautiful gem right down, straight down into the pool of your heart, creating ongoing beautiful ripples out into the cosmos. You are a unique expression of the divine, part of the design of the cosmos. You're connected with your soul. You feel it, you sense it at different levels. And it's time to open up for a deeper download as you align your consciousness with the rhythm of nature. Take a deep breath in and out through your heart, letting your heart relax even wider open. It's safe to open now. It's time to open now. There are things that you want to create, ways of being, maybe material things. Systems, activating your purpose, things you've come to do and be here in the world. And it's time to tune into the new cycle that you're going into, this new 30-day cycle, with the current energy and flavor and themes. And allow those energy, those themes to come into your awareness without really thinking about them. Just like you're opening a door and letting the warm breeze in. So much you're here to create and be. And tuning in with your beautiful heart, your magnificent heart, wide open so it can receive, you can receive a full transmission. Let this question drop gently but deeply into your heart, considering where you are, the whole of your life, how you're uniquely encoded and designed, how you fit with the cosmos. What does your soul want you to plant on this new moon? What do you want to plant? What does your soul want you to be growing? This may be in a specific area of life, or it may be overall. Open up and receive. If there is more than one thing, because you've chosen a certain area of life, that's fine. Just let it download. What is it that your soul is just so calling you to plant in your garden of your life? What are those seeds? So that you can be fully activated in your gifts, in your purpose, in your joy, and in your freedom. Those seeds are each a seed of mag, total magic, ready to bloom. And tuning back in, take a deep breath, just come back to center, like you're entering the next garden bed. And what does your soul want to give birth to in this moon cycle? Really feel the feelings of what you'll feel when you've planted what you've planted and it's grown into fruition. What does your soul want to give birth to in this moon cycle? This might be a new way of being. It might be something specific and tangible you could hold in your hand. It might be a different level of freedom. What is it that your soul wants to give birth to in this moon cycle? And begin to feel what that'll feel like, what it'll feel like to have birthed that. You've planted, you've tended and grown, and you've birthed something new, or a new phase of something. What does that feel like? How does that enliven you? How does that free you up? How does it bring you more joy? Feel the energetic currency, the potent energetic currency of feeling. tuning back in, your soul has another directive for you. Let's open the door to it. What feelings does your soul want you to align with? What are those feelings that came up? What is your soul calling you to experience? What are those feelings? Take a moment to capture them. These will be your energetic alignment tools. What feelings does your soul want you to align with in order to give birth to what's new for you? As you come through this lunar cycle, you will be someone new in some way. Tuning in for your next soul directive, who am I being called to be? Who are you being called to be? State of being, that's true embodiment. That is manifestation. And in birthing this, that you are giving birth to in this lunar cycle, the next soul directive, what gift is your soul guiding you to be seen for? What gift or gifts is your soul guiding you to be seen for as you birth what's coming through you in this lunar cycle? You are amazingly gifted. Notice what gifts want to emerge and show their light through you. In this lunar cycle and what you are birthing, growing, manifesting, what does your soul want you to lead? What is your soul calling you to step up and lead now? It may be a part of you. Or maybe it's your mission in general. It may be a certain area of your life or a way that you are working with what it is you're giving birth to. What is your soul wanting you to lead? You're a born leader. You have something specifically you're leading. Maybe it's a new aspect of you. Maybe it's something in the world. But what you're birthing in this lunar cycle is showing you that. You have guides. Your sacred wealth code archetypes are part of your soul guidance team. Next soul directive is tuning in with your archetypes. Which archetypes or which archetype does your soul want you to align with for this new moon cycle? Who's really on your team supporting you? What part of you, what archetypes are holding those aspects you need to bring forward in this lunar cycle? You have an amazing team. You're never alone. You're so supported. Final soul directive is tuning into what inspired actions right now are you being called to take based on what you have discovered through these soul directives. And trust anything that came up for you. It may be one thing, it may be several things. You may want to pause and just let a stream of consciousness just journal a bit. But things are already bubbling in you, and you can revisit that question as you tune in and check in with your soul directives for the month. But right now, tune in and let that come through. What inspired action or what inspired actions are you being called to take based on your soul directives you've discovered today? If you need more time, simply pause. And take a moment to appreciate yourself for taking this time for yourself, this time to connect with the architecture of your soul and receive those deep messages, those marching orders, those directives from your soul blueprint, which is far more brilliant than anything you could access on the outside. You're supported. You're loved. Get excited about what you're birthing in this lunar cycle.